Hello and welcome to the March 18th, 2024 episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast, episode 471. I am your host, Daniel Gregory. Thank you so much for joining me. A little belated shout out for my little brother who had a birthday yesterday. And for those of you who don't know, he passed away a number of years ago, but he was a St. Patrick's Day kid. So every St. Patrick's Day, I always like to raise a little glass of Jameson, one of his favorite Irish whiskeys, in honor of him and in celebration of the memory of him. So I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday wherever he is floating around in the universe. I'm sure he was doing something quite entertaining on his birthday. So hopefully he had a good time wherever he is in space and time. And just a quick reminder for those of you looking to get a more meaningful conversation about your work, a more in-depth conversation understanding your photography, I do have a upcoming online two-day, a couple-hour workshop, four-hour workshop on introduction to critiquing photographs and understanding photographs in a more meaningful way, more meaningful level, which includes the critiquing of your photographs as part of that session. Head up onto my website and click on that 2024 workshops tab, and you'll see it listed there. So I think the second or third workshop down. This week, I wanted to talk a little bit about symbolism, symbolic meaning, and sort of symbolic interactionism. And my master's degree was in communication studies, and one of the things we studied back then was rhetoric, and my little cohort of friends and I like to take the rhetorical analysis rhetoric classes, even though we all sort of had some different interest. But I was on a walk with a dog recently. What sparked this into my brain, because some of you are going to be like, how the heck did we come up with this topic? One of the things that popped into my head, I was walking the dog, and there was, on the sidewalk, was painted like little symbols for walk here, and there was yield signs, and I just noticed a lot of the symbols that we use to sort of communicate ideas and meaning, and that sort of led me to this remembering of the studying of symbolism and symbolic interactionism and symbolic notions and meaning inside my degree many, many years ago. One of those core tenets inside that world was something called symbolic interactionism. A guy named George Meade created, or credited, I guess, with sort of coming up with this notion of the symbolic interactionism, which is that basically people are social products. We're created by our social interactions. We are do things with purpose. We're creative. And there's been a whole series of rhetoricians and rhetorical theory and sociological studies based on this concept of social interactionism. And there's a couple of sort of central ideas. And, you know, depending on which point in this history process you look at, you'll end up with slightly different variations on this. But one of the sort of interesting things in there is that we create meaning through our social interactions with other people. We are social people, social by nature, and it is the search for interaction that leads us to understand sort of what things are. One of the other things that we do within this sort of process is that we ascribe meaning to things, that we say something means something, and this thing means something different. And so there's this idea that these symbols, these objects that exist in the world, these notions that exist are references to something, and we assign what that means. We decide what that sort of means, in part because we think about things a lot. We are also in this sort of interesting piece. We are interested in the present situation, the existence of what's going on today, and that we understand the current situation based on our thinking about the situation, how we define that situation, and some other kind of components that are in there. And the big one here, though, is that in this process, too, is that our understanding of the meaning of objects, the meaning of symbols, is transformed, is altered, is shifted by our interpretation that we use to understand that. Now, a lot of nerd stuff going on right there, but the gist of this is that there are things that represent certain things, that we define those, and they're based on social interaction. And that was the part that sort of oddly hit me in the head, is that one of the things that I think is sort of interesting about the way we process and understand photography is when we look at a photograph, we are basically creating a construct for understanding the contents of that frame. When we think about the visual language, when we think about how we describe what was in that frame, we think about line, shape, form. We then ascribe feelings and thoughts to the way those in objects interact within that frame. We may know the person in the frame. We may know the subject in the frame. That shifts our experience. We may ponder what is happening in the frame or what's happening outside the frame. So we are beginning to ascribe sort of a meaning to this photograph based on these symbols, based on the things within the frame. And that if we think about everything in that frame as symbolic of something else, a symbolic meaning an interpretation that is symbolic, and that it is the interaction of these individual components within the frame at that moment that define how we understand that photograph. Then, because the thing I loved about this idea is that because we are social creatures, that we are social people, it is the interaction we have with others that allows us to ultimately understand how these things are interpreted in a communicative way. We need a second person, a second character, a second actor, a second touch point to help us truly understand what is the meaning of the photograph. And I think that becomes really an important part in the sense of sharing photography, is that we ascribe certain meanings to things within the photograph. And we have an option. We could decide and dig our heels in and say that this is the meaning of the photograph. This is the thing that it's about. This is what it is. That's set in stone, and dig our heels in. And there are photographers I know who are like that. They believe there is a single interpretation, not a symbolic interpretation, but the interpretation of their photography. But through the interactions of others, we can start to learn about how they see and sense and understand the photograph. What they are bringing to the context of that conversation is the things they think about, the things they respond to, the things that they ascribe meaning to within that photograph. And one of the things that's so interesting about this is it requires language. As a part of the definition of a social interaction, is there is some form of communication, be it verbal, nonverbal, but we are communicating in some way with another individual. And that's the part that I think is so interesting about the idea behind this, is that if we are thinking about our photography not as isolated events that we create, but a shared experience that we have with others, and we look at not just the meaning of the photograph, but the meaning of the time we took the photograph, the interactions at that moment before we click the shutter, as what are in that moment, how did I understand the world that was unfolding in front of me? How did I create the construct to understand creating of that photograph through the language of how I describe what's there? Not I just responded, but rather I had an experience of seeing the relationship between things, ascribing meaning to them, and deciding that I'm going to go on ahead and put that focus on, put that meaning into that photograph. Then my job is to hopefully process it, share it, edit it, title it, caption it, whatever, so that I can further convey that meaning. And one of the reasons I think this is sort of important and interesting outside what we've already talked about is that when we think about photographs, questions about how do we see, understand, clearly communicate, come down to our ability to create sort of this shared experience, this tapping into sort of a understanding of things that have a relationship to each other, a relationship to the shared meaning that's already existed, and a language to communicate that. And so by thinking about how would we describe a photograph, how would we describe not just the use of the compositional elements within that frame, but the experience of that frame as a whole symbol, as parts of symbols, as interactions of those symbols with each other, it might offer us an opportunity to find a different insight, a different way of communicating about sort of how we go about creating this interesting sort of process in understanding our work in a more meaningful way. Because the other piece that's sort of interesting about the research into this rhetorical notion, this way of studying, which is very difficult to test. That's why it's got some issues around it. But that one of the things there is that we are always dealing with the present. And it's always interesting because I think so much of us think about the past. We worry about things or we're in the fear of the future. And it never kind of feels like we're in the present moment. But one of the things about this idea is that of symbolic interactionism is that we are always present in the moment. And what we're doing when we think about the past or project fear in the future is that we're trying to apply that to the current situation to create a definition of what's going on. And it's that ability to sort of refine back into the moment the what is happening with the photograph that I think is interesting. So if we look at a photograph and we're starting to think about what we don't like, or how will people process it, or how will people think about it, we can recognize and realize that what we are doing is we are ascribing a meaning, a shared experience of fear, angst, anger, jealousy, rage, joy, happiness. We're ascribing that into that moment in an attempt to have a deeper insight into that photograph. And so by taking the realization of what is my current experience? What is my current interaction? What is my current thought with this photograph? And how does that relate to my ability to communicate that to others? And this was, for me, sort of the aha moment on my walk, was when I look at a universal symbol, when I look at the walk symbol on a crosswalk or the don't walk symbol on a crosswalk, for the most part, most of us learn what that symbol means. We have a shared meaning around that symbol. But there are a lot of symbols in my photography that don't have universal meaning to them, but they mean something to me. And there are things that are actually truly, I think, universal in our sense of photography. And so finding the ways that those interact, the ways that those intersect, becomes really sort of interesting to me as a person who's looking at that work. And at the same time, that idea that the photograph itself is a social element. It's a social construct. The reason we create photographs is to better communicate. Now, I may be trying to communicate with myself. I may be trying to make a deeper understanding into my own psychology, my own head, my own understanding. Or I might be trying to communicate something with somebody else externally. And I think that that idea of us as the social creature is so important, because when we start to think about our photographs as symbolic of a way of communicating, a deeper way of understanding, when we start to think about each photograph, rather than is the photograph good, is the photograph bad, is do we think that photograph is effective at helping me be more social and communicating and understanding an interaction in a more meaningful way? Does the photograph help with my communication of something? Not that it's effective in that, not that it does it right, not that, but is the central goal of that photograph to communicate something? When we think about that, we think about, what is the photograph communicating? What is it? What is it? The desire to communicate. If the photographer is there and can tell you, oh, I was trying to communicate this. And think about that for a second. Think about, if you were asked on every photograph, what were you trying to say? A lot of times we're going to come back with, I don't know. And so the chance to sit there and think about, what is this photograph attempting to say? What was I attempting to say through that photograph? And I think sometimes the photograph communicates more than we are even aware of, but that interaction becomes an interesting thing. So that was a very long, drawn out way of sort of trying to say that I think it's important when we look at our photographs that we recognize that they are objects of communication. They are things that are attempting to communicate. And we need to be aware of those communication efforts and recognizing that, one, photographs are a present-minded element. They're taken in the present. And two, that there's a meaning that we ascribe to those. We create a meaning because we are social and we are trying to communicate something. And by remembering that and by using that as sort of a stepping stone into finding a way to access sort of what our photography is about, we may end up in a more significant and better spot. So thanks for listening to me ramble on and on about social interactionism as a component of photography, and rather than a lecture series on the history of social interactionism. I promise I won't do much more rhetoric. Well, who knows what's going to happen, but I promise I won't do any more rhetoric analysis next week. How about that? Episode 472 will not be about a rhetorical theory that pops into my head on a walk with a dog. I hope you have a wonderful week. Thanks so much for joining me. I really do appreciate you listening to the podcast. Hopefully you got something out of this week. Have a wonderful week behind the camera. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter if you haven't, to stay up to date with all the news coming out of the studio. Check out that critique workshop coming up on April 6th. It's a really, really fun workshop. It's one of my favorite online ones that we do. Again, you're listening to The Perceptive Photographer. I am Daniel Gregory, and thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.